like very much said about the board in the one that's great people to get into the field, sort of, being part of the audience as a commerce and taking the opportunity very often. Anyway, one of Paul Keating's advisors, that start the item, get an expected worse, say the close guy, worse than expected. That's where we're going to see right now. There's a global false concern. There are people who actually think they're uncertainty. And what they say is that uncertainty is pretty much as high as it's going to be. Now, there's two things, mate. Just look at the clock. This is the first thing we've got to forecast on. And secondly, it's a good thing that the false makers don't know what they're actually going to do next. They're not surprised that you're uncertain about that. It's that elevator that is one kind of piece of data on the highlight. On that chart is the fact that the other one that's devastating in the last half of it. There's something from the bank of personal managers index. Now, this is a survey of economy that gets done. It's kind of the first reading of what's happening in the economy. And when it comes out, it starts to be a what I think that is the next big order to kind of affect the revenue. That's up to 1,000 months. But it's obviously a kind of real negative impact to this flying back from the global growth in some countries, so into the Middle East, Australia, and the global growth. So we're making two things there. Thank you. So the idea is that the class can go further in 2019. But there are several forces coming to the market. What we see, for example, that is that there's no rise in the terms of the market. The lower prices are corresponding to with demand coming back in. The demographics are very important here as well. The start is kind of different. The outside of different parts of the housing market, and maybe at this point, the biggest falls in house prices have been in Sydney and Melbourne. Thank you. Thank you.